Peter Lynham.
And how are you today?
Not bad.
That's good. Just don't think or mention anything to do with COVID and we'll all be fine.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's going to be my mantra from the get-go, to be honest.
Yes, I think so. And so I turned to, of course it does have some connections with COVID, the extremely interesting resignation of a Premier of New South Wales, and her replacement by a really interesting character in the name of now Perrottet, Dominic Perrottet, good Catholic name. And I thought this person could be pretty influential. Let's try and make sense of him.
Okay.
And, you know, it's a strange thing that a lot of aspects of New South Wales are they're all a paradox. In some ways, the most liberal state, the largest population, etc. Sydney, a global city, and yet consistently dominated by relatively conservative politics.
Why is that, Peter?
I think it comes down to the significance of the Catholic vote.
Okay.
You know, so to this day, 25% of people in New South Wales are Catholic. That's tended to go up rather than down in recent years because of the nature of migration. And that means that almost inevitably there'll be conservative arguments on one side. Now, I know Catholicism can be pretty liberal in some areas, but the New South Wales version of Catholicism, think of Powell, has been very conservative, determined to strengthen its traditions. And to be honest, Anglicans aren't much better because Anglicans are also, they're the most conservative version of Anglicans in the Western world you find in Sydney.
Okay.
Still following Samuel Marsden's approach of a kind of desire to have a close alliance with the state, and expecting that they'll be treated seriously by government.
Peter, if you were going to do some bullet points of some of Mr. Perrottet's most conservative publicly expressed beliefs, what would they be?
Support for Trump. Sympathy for right-wing economics of a neoliberal kind. Setting up a system of aid care which is essentially not a state-provided system, but a sort of a tax-supported system, eye care, rejection of abortion, rejection of same-sex marriage.
Oh, they're all in.
So it's the standard categories of conservative politics.
The article you sent through had some very conservative points of view put forward by him, and as a New Zealander, I was almost surprised to see someone of being that conservative and being in such a high position. Am I like putting my head in the sand to think that we don't have people in government here?
I think New Zealanders consistently misunderstand the way Australian politics works, and that consistently we assume because you know our nearest neighbours are Australians that they and we share the same liberal outlook, and indeed many do. But always running through Australian politics is a much more conservative line. The so-called Liberal Party in Australia bears little resemblance to the National Party here.
Is that because they're just more British than us still?
No, not at all. In a way, it's because they're more oriented towards American politics.
Right.
I think the Australian Liberal Party is very much like the Republican Party in the USA. And there is a quite strong influence of ideas that comes from the US. And New South Wales seems to be the point at which it enters into politics and into society. And I think that's partly because it's quite deeply divided on class lines. a very strong working class faction. And going back in previous, going back 50 years, there was a complete split in the labour movement into Catholic labour groups and communist labour groups. And so they didn't have that sort of common ground where they worked together. And that depth of Catholic feeling is shaped by a whole system of elite education as well. You know, so that the smart schools are either elite Catholic or elite Anglican schools. They are very, very influential on ideas.
Policy-wise, is Mr. Perrottet going to set to work in New South Wales and write a bunch of new conservative law?
No, I don't think so. Mm. I mean, I think in practice, the balance of politics hasn't changed particularly. And so, I mean, the Liberal Party is an odd amalgam, as all political parties are, of people with liberal, individualistic ideas of personal rights, and those like Perrottet representing a Catholic faction or a more conservative religious faction that are in favour of traditional values, as they call them. Now, I think he knows he's going to have to live with the diversity of opinion. In some ways, one of the interesting factors is that in the Labour Party, you can find quite conservative voices as well. And that's shown up in national Labour politics, of course. And see, the Prime Minister of Australia, ScoMo, Scott Morrison, as a member of...
I enjoyed that ScoMo.
Yeah, yeah.
It was great, Peter. ScoMo.
Lucky
yeah,
word.
I can't say it with quite the Australian twang. But you know, I mean, he's a member of a conservative Pentecostal church that hasn't come into a great deal of friendly attention in the last few weeks. And so, I mean, conservatism has much, much stronger roots in the political framework of Australia than it has in New Zealand.
It seems when religion gets into politics that the main thing that is trying to be controlled is one's self. Like, you can't marry someone, you know, who I can see or what I can do with my body in the way of abortions and stuff.
Yeah.
It seems to be always, like, centric to the person themselves, not so much like a broader laws of other things.
Yeah, indeed. And see, part of the issue here...
It's like a real human control element there.
Yeah, the notion that you can separate the person and personal rights and freedoms is one of the biggest debates between conservatives and liberals. And so the tradition of Western liberalism says if it doesn't hurt anybody else,
right,
then I should have the freedom to do what I want to. But that Enlightenment principle is the one that the Catholic Church firmly rejected in the 19th century and continues to really shape their views. And what's interesting is that increasing proportions of Protestants who once rejected it because it was a Catholic viewpoint have switched in recent years.
Is it
to follow Catholic trends?
It's almost like the church doesn't want you to have yourself as the center. Like your devotion should be to God, and then next is
but even leaving God out of the equation,
right,
what they would say is that you are not the only person to calculate the impact of your behavior, because social mores will be affected if every individual thinks they can do what they want to do. So that's the kind of framework within which I think Perrottet is operating. He'll find it hard to persuade even his whole party to take that position, but you certainly will not expect any radical viewpoints coming from New South Wales in the next few years.
Well, that's what they wanted.
Yeah, they'll come to New Zealand, or perhaps to Melbourne, you know.
True.
All right, Peter Lynham, thank you very much for chatting to us this afternoon. We'll speak to you next Monday.
Look forward to it.
Thanks, Matt.